póngase las pilas. Escucha los consejos de mamá. Cuando empieces algo, empiézalo con fuerza. No te rindas y sobre todo, póngase las pilas.
Hola, mi gente linda. You're listening to Póngase las Pilas, a motivational podcast for the professional Latina. I am your host, Laura Prieto, and I am on a mission to motivate you and help you engineer a life you love. I am a mom, dog lover, engineer, and creative soul that loves learning new things. Join me each week as I talk about mindset, motherhood, career, business, and creativity. Because as my mom always says, nunca es tarde para aprender. So grab your cafecito or favorite drink and let's get into it.
Hey Pilosa, let me ask you something. Do you always feel behind? Do you plan and plan, but don't get to execute that plan? Or perhaps you have a long, never-ending to-do list that just keeps on growing, leaving you exhausted, even just thinking about everything you have to do. I know the feeling. But what if I told you that I have something that could help you feel more in control of actually completing your tasks and feeling empowered instead of exhausted? I have created a weekly productivity planner just for you with a dose of motivation to help you kickstart your week and tackle all of your priorities. I designed it to only give you space for 3 goals during the week and 3 tasks for each day of that week. And since self-care is intertwined with our productivity, there is also space to track your daily water intake, your daily exercise, and your daily intake of being outdoors. This method of only focusing on 3 goals per week will help you really hone in and prioritize what needs to get done each day to achieve those goals that week, making them more attainable and increasing your self-confidence. So if you're ready to start using it, improve your productivity, and feel more confident, follow the link in the episode description and download it today for free. Claro que sí, gratis, just for you, Pilosa. You can use it right on your tablet or print it out and fill in the details for each week. Now, let's get into this week's episode. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about the lessons I've learned from blogging. We'll cover lesson number 1, you need to promote and put yourself out there. Number 2, it is okay to be or do more or something else than the thing you went to school for. Number 3, patience in the process and with yourself. Number 4, doing it yourself helps you learn new skills. And if you do it yourself, then you can hire those things out that you don't like, but you'll know what needs to be done because you've already done it yourself. And number 5, save the best for last. Consistency is key in everything that you do. If you've listened to one of the first episodes in which my previous co-host Jennifer and I were interviewing each other, you might have heard that I had a blog, and this was a lifestyle blog. This was a project that I started back when I left my construction job. This is going back a lot. I guess it's story time for all of you. Well, while I was still in college, going to school for engineering, I was fortunate enough to be able to do an internship with a construction company. And I actually, when I graduated, I went into working with them full time. Then 4 years later, it was just too much. It was a lot of pressure. And don't get me wrong, I mean, you grow really fast in construction because of the fast-paced environment. So it was a great learning experience for me, for my career. But I had just gotten married, and I wanted to have more time to be with my husband and to start our new life together. I also wanted to be able to travel more. And the project I was working on at the time, it was very time consuming. We would be working almost 60-hour weeks. We would be going to the office on Saturdays. And I was also working nights for the type of project that we were working on. It was necessary. And I think it just kind of caught up to me. And I decided that I wanted to change. I wanted to leave my job and I wanted to try a different discipline, a different part of my career, my field, which instead of being in the construction side with the contractors and actually building all of these designs, I wanted to actually go to the design part of it. So in my process of searching for other job opportunities and other companies to work with, I found online, I've always been kind of, you know, looking for other ways, side hustles and everything like that mainly thinking of my parents, to be honest, of trying to provide for them. I've always felt this urge of giving back to them because they've done so much for my sister and I, making their sacrifice to move to this country and just, you know, give up everything at where they were at in Colombia. Like, you know, they left their family, and that must have been really, really difficult, leaving their moms behind and their brothers and sisters and cousins and everyone that you're used to being with, especially a different culture, not knowing what's going to happen, not knowing the language. And all of these things, I've always known the sacrifice that they've made, and I've always wanted to repay them in a way. I know that they've never asked for that, and they would never, as our wonderful parents that we have, they would never ask for anything like that. But I've always felt this desire in my heart to be able to repay them for that. And to be honest, one of my goals, one of my dreams is to retire them. I am not there yet. I thought going to school was, you know, for engineering, for a good career, for very profitable career, as it seemed, would help me to be able to do that. And I'm thankful that I have been able to help them. I've been able to, you know, help them in some way, but I haven't been able to retire them entirely. My dad is still working, and that is definitely something that I am striving toward. And so I've always looked for different things that I could be doing on, like, online, different things. I even looked into tutoring while I was still in my construction job, but it just didn't seem feasible because of the time. My job was very time consuming. I even had thought of doing a master's, and it didn't seem like it would be the best way to do this, since there was, you know, we always have time. We always say we don't have enough time. And I know that, you know, we're supposed to create those gaps of time. But at that moment, it was just, it would have been too stressful. It would have been too much. And we also need to take a step back and take care of ourselves. So it was just not right at that moment. But in my search for all of these different opportunities to make money in some way, I found on Pinterest, I love Pinterest, I found blogs, and I started seeing how people were, you know, they were talking about these topics that they were passionate about, and they would just write about them on a blog, and they would make money from it. It seemed like they had different ways to monetize their blog. And I thought, oh, well, I can do this. Like, you know, I could just talk about things that I like and hopefully through sponsors or affiliate make some money. And that was my initial idea, my initial thought process. But then, I mean, I've always enjoyed writing, but it has been more of a creative writing, like stories and things like that. Not so much when I started looking more into blogging. It seemed like you needed like this specific length for a blog post, and you needed SEO keywords and all of these things that I was like, whoa, I did not expect it to be this complicated in a way. I've seen blogs that it's more like, oh, this is what I've done today, kind of like a diary. But it didn't seem like those were the ones that would take you into actually making money from the blog. So I started looking at all of these options with blogs and all of that. And I decided, since I was on my way out from construction and into a new job, but I didn't know what that job was yet, I'm not a very big risk taker. So I wasn't trying to leave construction without a safety blanket or without another job lined up. But it just caught up to me so much that I decided to give my 2 weeks notice to my boss at the time. And it was so difficult for me because she has been like the best to me, and we're still friends, and she is just like a huge role model for me. So it was so painful for me to tell her that I wanted to leave, that I wasn't feeling happy at my job anymore, that I wasn't enjoying what I was doing, because I knew that she needed the help. I knew that she needed me there. And also, I mean, I was able to speak to her about it, and her being the great person that she is, she understood completely. And she just asked me to help her out for another month. And in that other month, it gave me also time. Obviously, I didn't have anything lined up. It was just that I really needed to get out. And in that next month, I was still, you know, actively looking for a job. And to be honest, I Google searched the best design company. And I told God, I want to work in that company, which seemed to be the number one in that Google search that I did. And in the meantime, I was looking into all this stuff about the blog, but never thinking about it to replace my income or anything like that. This was just supposed to be a project that I wanted to start on. So in the meantime, I decided to jump in and go for the blog. And I have to say that even though I don't have the blog anymore, blogging opened up my eyes so much to so many different possibilities in the online world. It basically was the gate to the online world, because before that, I did not know of all of these opportunities that are available to all of us in this time with the technology that we are able to have right now with the online world. I did not know that anything like that existed, that people were making money online. It seemed, I think for a lot of us, when we don't know about all of those possibilities, we just assume that if you're saying that you're making money online, it's a scam, that it can't be, you know, and I'm not saying it's easy, but I think we always revert to, it's probably a scam, like that doesn't work. Or, I mean, maybe nowadays because of COVID, it's been more normalized that, you know, people are working online, but they're still working through their job. It's just that they're working from home. So now it's more common, especially, you know, this 2020, it's more common right now. But I'm talking about like 2016. And even then, I was really late to the party. There were a lot of people already making money online and already having courses and blogs, podcasts even, but I was completely new to all of that world. I did not know it existed. I did not know about podcasts until way later. So for me, blogging was kind of that gateway and that opportunity to see that there were other options, that there was a whole online world that you could explore. And I wanted to talk about this today because it ties in great with the theme that we're going for this season, which is starting something new. And it's always scary to start something new. Trust me, I understand completely. When I was starting the blog, I was second guessing everything. I was doubting myself on every step. And I think that was also part of why my blog wasn't too successful, because I was always afraid of putting it out there. I was afraid of what people would think about it, of my writing, of the topics I was choosing, which, I mean, it was a lifestyle blog. I didn't even choose something specific because it just seemed like, oh, if I'm too specific, then maybe people are not going to like it, or it's going to be too specific, narrowed down. And now I understand that that would have been better. It would have actually been better to be specific and to have one underlying theme or one topic to talk about. But at the time, I mean, I didn't know that. And it just seemed like I was trying to do all this work and write up all these posts, which I still have a lot of them that never got published on my website because I was afraid. Because I wrote it out, but then it was like, oh, but you have to add these images and you have to make it SEO. And there were so many things, I think, in my mind of having everything be laid out in a certain way, in a certain procedural way, kind of how they teach us in, you know, in my background as an engineer, everything is methods, everything is systems. And so I was trying to make sure that I would check off every item in the list for your blog post. But all those concepts, now I have a deeper understanding of why they're important, of why the main thing is to promote whatever you're working on. And so I wanted to bring it back to that. If you're starting something new, whether it's a blog, whether it's a podcast, even if it's, I don't know, you're selling your artwork, you're selling your jewelry, you're selling your creation, your crafts, or you're starting a new job, like whatever it is, or you're looking for a new job, you need to put yourself out there. And I think that's what didn't connect for me. It was the whole thing that I've heard now after many years of, you think, oh, build it and they will come. Now I've heard that multiple times, but I did not know that at that time. I didn't understand that at that time. I would even get nervous to hit publish on a post thinking that everyone was going to read it. And of course, that didn't happen. I mean, yes, I had some readers, like some people were reading it, but it wasn't like thousands of people were reading it. And you know, it's not even so much that I would care about maybe strangers looking at it. It was more of the people that know me, the people around me. I was more
worried about what they were going to think about it. My family, my loved ones, people I worked with, you know? So, and I think that that's where those limiting beliefs come in. That's where that self-doubt comes in. And that's very common when you're starting something new. It is so common. And it is what holds us back from really succeeding and from really putting ourselves out there. And so with this podcast, you know, when it started, I didn't want to have those same constraints, those same limiting beliefs. And I've been trying to push past them. I'm trying to put myself out more, even on Instagram. I am usually a very private person, and it's very difficult for me to actually post about my family and about myself, even pictures of myself. It seems weird to me. I'm usually very shy. I'm a shy person. Anyone that knows me knows that I'm shy. I'm able to really connect and be more of myself when it's a more of a one-to-one conversation. But if it's in a group setting, I'm very quiet. You know, I'm very meticulous in what I'm going to say. And that's why I've always tried to make sure that through the podcast, you are all letting me know if you like it, if you're resonating with it, because this is also for all of you. It is not just for me to share my message. It is not just for me to, you know, ramble and talk about my life. I want this to be helpful for all of you, because I know that even though we come from different backgrounds, in essence, we all have the same mindset issues. We all struggle with many of the same questions in our mind. Our mind is questioning everything we do and telling us that we're not good enough, telling us that, you know, who are you to be talking about this? Who are you to be starting this new business? Who are you to be starting in this new field that you've maybe you don't have the education for it? Or maybe you've gone to school for many years for a specific field, but now it doesn't fulfill you anymore. Maybe you're ready to start something different, to start something new, to create your own business, but you think you need all of these qualifications lined up and to check all of these boxes before you can do that. All of these issues come up for all of us because we are all human, and that is how our mind works. No matter what race you are, what ethnicity, which country you live in, I don't care about that. No matter where you're at, we all have these issues and these mindset blocks. And so this is more of that. This is more of, you know, you really have to put yourself out there and you have to battle with your mind and tell yourself, I am doing this. I already started it. I am going to continue. And hey, as long as it makes you happy, if you start something and it's not making you happy, then obviously you don't have to continue doing it. That's entirely up to you. But if it's making you really excited that you're sharing this, or if you're excited about starting it, and you feel that in those moments, you're the one that's stopping yourself. You are telling yourself, no, no one will care about this. No one will like this. No one will resonate with this. Then you really need to take a step back and just breathe and keep pushing through. So coming back to the blogging, coming back to my lessons learned, everything I've said is a lesson in itself of, you know, when I was blogging, when I was posting. I remember my brother-in-law, actually, we went to visit them once, and I don't know how we got to the subject. I think my husband brought it up of, oh yeah, Laura started a blog. And he was like, really? And when my husband told him, I was like, what are you doing telling him that I have a blog? Now he's going to go read it. And what is he going to think? And all of these things. And this was just my mind and, you know, my brain trying to protect myself. But then what's the point of a blog? You want people to read it. So why are you putting it out there? You know, so now I think this way. But in that moment, I felt so scared to even share it with someone so close as my brother-in-law. So if you think about it, and I obviously analyze myself now, but if I was so scared to share it with even my family, then how was I supposed to share it with the rest of the world? And that was one of the mistakes I made with my blog, was that I did not promote it. I did not show it to people. I did not talk about it. It was like I was hiding it, like it was something I was doing in secret, because maybe I thought that, hey, I'm an engineer. I have my job. I can't be doing anything else. And I don't know if any of you have felt that way, but it's this thing that you think that because you are one thing or you went to school for one thing, you can't do anything else. And that is not right. That is not true. You can do and you can be anything you want. It does not matter if, you know, you went to school to be a scientist, but you don't like it anymore. And you want to be a restaurant owner. That's okay. You have to do what makes you happy. You have to do what really lights you up. And that is a huge lesson, well, that I've been learning so far. At the time with my blog, I could have shared so much more, but I was holding back. I was holding so much back in fear, in this thought of, ooh, I'm putting myself out there too much and I'm going to get hurt. We always go to that extreme, that we're going to get hurt, that people are going to be mean, that people are going to be telling you things and bringing you down, when in reality, the only one that's bringing you down is yourself. So let's bring it back to the lessons learned. Lesson number two, that it's okay to be or do more than what you went to school for. It is completely okay to change your path, to change even your mind. We all change, we all evolve. And just because at the time you went to school, you wanted to try this career, you wanted to try this certain job where you had a dream job planned out for you, it doesn't mean that you just have to do that for the rest of your life. It is okay for you to evolve and pivot and maybe go into a different field of your overall career or go to a completely different field. You don't even have to go back to school for something else or for a new job you want to have or a job you want to create for yourself or even a business that you want to launch. There are so many ways. And now with the online world, it is so much more attainable. I'm not saying it's going to be easy and simple, but there are just so many more possibilities that if you think about it, I mean, even our parents, like they never had that option to just create a new business or create a new stream of income online. It wasn't an option for them. And so now we have so many possibilities that it really does make you think, okay, wait, let me stop right here. If I'm not happy anymore doing what I've been doing for the last few years, because I have to be completely honest, there's been times that like when I was in school and even when I was in construction, even when I started at my new job, well, my new job that I've been there already for almost 4 years, but in design, there was this excitement, you know, there was this feeling of, ooh, like I'm starting something new and it's nerve-wracking, but I'm excited about it. I'm super excited to learn more. I'm excited about the projects I'm going to be working on. And I'm ready to learn. I'm ready to make this change and take this big step into, you know, furthering my career, the career I went to school for, and just keep moving up. That's basically what you want to do. You're usually trying to find ways to get promoted or, you know, learn new skills. And to a certain degree, if that's what you've been wanting and that's what you've planned out for yourself, then that's great. But if at any point you feel like you're not excited anymore and you don't have the same feeling of excitement and of, ooh, I'm going to keep going and I'm so excited for this and I can't wait to do this, like, bada, you know, just stop right there. You have to take a step back and really think, okay, how do I want my life to continue? How do I want, you know, my days to continue? Because so many times we block ourselves by, hey, this is just how life is. I just got to keep going. What else am I going to do? What else am I going to try? I'm already so old. Or sometimes we put that also into the mix. And trust me, age should not be an issue. I will cover more of this in probably another episode because I will be going off into different tangents. But coming back to the lessons learned, those two are the first two lessons. You need to promote and put yourself out there. Whatever you're working on that is new, whatever you're building, you have to promote it. Number two, it's okay to be or do more than what you went to school for. That's completely okay. It doesn't mean that you can't be an artist and an engineer and a singer and a podcaster and all of these things. Like there, everyone is more than one thing. We are mothers, sisters, daughters, aunts, teachers, mentors. We can have so many titles, and that is okay. Number three of the blogging lessons that I've learned is patience. Patience is super important. You need to be patient with yourself. You need to be patient with the process. Things are not going to just be simple. It's not going to just be fast. And you can't expect it to, from one day to the next, you're a success. That's just not how it happens. And I'm sure you all know this. You need to be patient with yourself. Whenever you're starting something new, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to probably not know what to do, and that's okay. You will figure it out. But you need to have that patience, because so often it is so easy to just say, you know what, this is not working out. I'm just going to stop right here. I'm going to quit. I'm spending too much time on it. And oftentimes, you know, I have had these feelings, even with the podcast, but you know what? It's okay. You just have to keep putting yourself out there. So I go back to my own life when I was in school for engineering. Engineering is hard. I know there's a lot of people that are super smart and they just breeze through engineering, and so great for them. But I was not one of those people. It was hard. I had classes that were hard. Time management in college was difficult, because I feel like you get out of high school, and in high school everything is so easy, but then you get to college and you have all of this freedom, you know, you have all of these activities that you can be doing. And so time management really comes in. It's really necessary. And especially when you have so many classes and maybe homework isn't due for a grade, and you have to figure out how to do certain things. But if you don't practice, then how are you going to know how to do it on the test? All of these things. For me, engineering school was not easy. It was definitely, I had to put in the work. I had late nights. My dog was there with me every late night, every homework, every test that I was stressed out. I vividly remember Calc 1 or 2, and I had a white erase board, a huge one. And my dog would just be on the floor laying down as I would be teaching him how to do derivatives and integrations and U substitution and all of these things that I don't really remember anymore. But he was there with me. I always joke that he could have graduated as an engineer as well, because he did my whole career with me, and it was difficult, but I kept going. I visualized 5 years from that time when I had started, and I thought, okay, in 5 years, I will be an engineer. I would have been graduated, and I will be working at my job. And that's what happened. Thankfully, thanks to God that he helped me, and God, you know, provided the help and provided everyone to support me, my family. But it was difficult. And there were a lot of times that I was not patient with myself. I wanted to just, hey, I want to graduate already. I kept thinking and kept logging in the calendar which classes I would be taking, which semester, to quickly finish my career, because I wanted to get to the point of working in my field and making that money. So patience is important. And with the blog, it was even harder, because, you know, I was working full time. So the blog was just whenever I could squeeze in time, and I didn't want to take away time from family and being with my husband and our travels. And it was supposed to be something fun. It wasn't supposed to be another job that I was creating for myself. But sometimes I would be, you know, at the office, and I would think, ooh, tonight I'm going to work on this post. Today I'm going to blog about this. And I would have my list. And then I would get home and I would be so tired from my job and so exhausted mentally that all I wanted to do was just lay on the couch and watch TV, relax, you know? So there is a lot of that patience that you need when you're starting something new. You need to be patient with yourself, that you're figuring things out, that you don't know everything, and that it will take time to grow. You also need to have patience in the whole process. You know, for example, blogging, I didn't know this at the time, but blogging takes a while, takes a long time. You have to keep blogging, and you have to keep putting yourself out there in situations with other people, with other bloggers. You have to interact. There were all of these things that, you know, when you look at someone's blog, you're like, oh, I can do this too. This looks easy. I can do that. Or this is like when you watch a YouTube video and people make it look so simple, and then you go try to do it yourself, and it's not that simple. I'm not saying you can't do it, but it might take you once or two tries to actually get it how the person in the video did it, because they've already been doing it. They've already practiced. And that is the point. You need that patience in whatever you're working on, whether it's, you know, you're maybe doing a master's, a PhD, or you're starting a business, or you're starting a podcast, or you're starting a blog, whatever it is.
You need that patience. And now on to lesson number 4. So very specific to blogging, but it works for any other project that you're working on. It's DIY. Doing it yourself helps you learn. It helps you learn new skills. It helps you learn how things work for either your business, your blog, your podcast, anything that you're doing. If you do it yourself and figuring it out by yourself in those first few months or years, hopefully just months, but if you figure it out yourself and do it yourself enough, then you can hire someone and show them how to do it. But at least you know the core principle of how it should be done, how you want it to be done. If you just go out and hire someone to write a blog post for you without knowing that it needs SEO, that it needs to have certain number of words per post, that you need to have captivating images and how to lay it out on your website with catchy headlines, then you're not going to be able to let the person know, hey, this is how I want you to lay it out. This is how I want you to format it. This is what you need to make sure we have in there. And let's be honest, unless you already have an established business or you already have the money to outsource to someone that is experienced, that you won't have to show them how to do it, well, then that's a different story, because then you have the type of money to actually hire that experienced person and you don't really have to worry about it. But for most of us that don't have those commodities, those benefits, Pilosa, you have to do it yourself. You have to learn how to do it. Tienes que saber hacerlo para poder enseñarlo. So that's a big key. That's a big lesson in anything that you do. You know, with the podcast itself, like, I've been able to learn so many skills. I've learned editing. I've learned a lot of the social media involved with it for the promotion of the podcast. And not just the podcast, but the blog. And so all of these skills have helped me, and I've actually been able to help others with the production of their podcast, with booking guests on their podcast. So it definitely helps because you learn new skills. And I mean, personally, I enjoy learning. I enjoy learning different things, new things. And lately, like, podcasting has been huge. Another thing that I learned through blogging was Pinterest, the power of Pinterest. Through my blog, I was able to learn so much about Pinterest. I wish I would have given it more time, but I guess I wasn't patient enough to keep doing it. When I got pregnant, I kind of stopped blogging. It didn't feel fun for me at the time. My pregnancy was fairly a good pregnancy for the most part, but I did feel very tired, very exhausted. And I was working my full-time job. And even though the hours were much better than in construction, my mind, my body, I mean, it gets exhausting when you're pregnant. And I just didn't have any ideas flowing. It is the weirdest part for me, because I've heard a lot of women say, oh, I feel most creative when I'm pregnant. And it's like I'm having all of these ideas during my pregnancy. And I kept reading these things, you know, reading through posts about pregnancy and all of that. And I used to tell my husband, I don't know what's wrong with me, but I did not feel like I even wanted to paint anything. It just didn't seem like I didn't even know what to write about. Usually I have all of these ideas flowing. I mean, that's like very normal for me. Anyone that knows me knows that I'm always thinking of the next idea, of a new thing, of, oh, we should do this, we should do that. But in those 9 months, well, most of them, but I didn't feel any of those ideas. I did not feel creative at all. And so the blog kind of just slowly faded. Not that it ever really took off completely, because as I have shared, I never really promoted it. But Pinterest was the one thing that I did work on. And it was so good, because it seemed like, even though you wouldn't have that instant gratification from the like Facebook and Instagram and all of that, I didn't even have an Instagram at the time, but Pinterest allowed my posts and my blog posts to be seen without me doing much, as long as I just added them to Pinterest. In a few months' time, people were visiting those posts. And I did notice that Pinterest was very important in that aspect of it. So if you're building a business, if you're building a blog, even a podcast, I understand that it's something else, something additional that you have to work on. And you, with Pinterest, you won't see an immediate rate of return. You won't see an immediate like or, you know, that instant gratification of, ooh, people are seeing my post. It does take time. With Pinterest, it takes at least 3 months, but it does help. It is very, it's a wonderful way to take traffic to your site, whatever you're working on, whatever. If, you know, if you're working on a business and promoting your business and you have a website, then Pinterest is really amazing for you. All of this learning that I had by doing it myself with Pinterest, it actually has helped me. And I've actually been able to work with a few people on, you know, growing their business through Pinterest. So you should not underestimate the importance of doing it yourself, of learning those skills and doing it yourself, because it might help you work with other people. You might be able to teach it to others. There's so many possibilities. And okay, the last lesson, number 5, I wanted to save the best for last. It is consistency. I have learned through the blogging, the podcasting, even the services that I've provided for people, I have learned that consistency is key in everything that you do. And I think that this is so important because personally, I had never thought of consistency in this way. But now I look back on it and looking back in my engineering career in school, I kept being consistent. You know, I never imagined I'm not going to turn in this paper. I've always tried to be a very good student. So, you know, that consistency of doing your homework, turning your papers in, studying for that test, all of that, that was consistency. You were actively doing the thing that would get you closer to graduating. You were actively studying, reading your material, your books, practicing the problems, practicing the formulas, anything that would get you to that grade and that final grade for that class that would get you closer and closer to your goal of graduating. Well, it's the same thing. And even at your job, you're doing it consistently. Whatever you work on, whatever job you have, it's consistency that gets you there, that helps you finish your project or reach that milestone. So it's the same thing. If you're building a business, if you're blogging, if you're podcasting, and I notice this a lot with podcasting, as long as you're consistent, you will see the fruits of your labor. You will see the difference that it makes. And that's where I'm saying that for the blog, if I would have been more consistent, you know, I was blogging very inconsistently. It was like I wanted to do maybe once a month, but there were months that I wouldn't put anything out. And the worst part is that I had the blog posts, but I just wouldn't put it out. I felt like it wasn't perfect and it wasn't ready to go out. And that is another thing. You need to put it out there, even if it might not be perfect the first time. You will get better. You will perfect it. You will be getting better because you will be doing it consistently. And every little step that you take and in being consistent, it will help you to get better at whatever you're doing. It's like when you're learning to ride a bike, you have to keep trying. You have to keep pedaling and trying. And the more you do it, the better you'll get until eventually you won't need those training wheels anymore. And I see this so much with my own baby. You know, she's grown so much in the past year and I've seen how she keeps doing it. She, you know, she when she started, for example, she started tummy time that we had to put her to do tummy time and she hated it. It was like the worst thing for her. She hated being on her tummy those first few times. The more we did it, the more she was getting used to it. And the more she would get used to it and the more she would get used to it. But we had to keep putting her on tummy time. We had to keep being consistent with it until later on she loved being on her tummy and she would actually start rolling to be on her tummy. So after a while, then she started crawling and now she's walking, you know, but it was all that consistent action. And at first she didn't like it. It was something strenuous for her. It was something that she did not enjoy because it was something different. And it was difficult for her because she was building those muscles to be able to keep, you know, the stability of being on her stomach and keep her head up and everything. So it's the same thing. That is actually a great analogy for all of us. When you're starting something new, it feels uncomfortable. It is challenging. It feels difficult, but you just have to be consistent. You have to keep trying and keep making that effort. And you will see that consistent action will help you reach your goals and reach your dreams of whatever you're working on. And as always, like I'm always asking you,
Pilosas, to share with me what you're working on, because I want to be able to help you. I want to be able to, you know, spread the word and share with others what you're up to. And that's why I make such an emphasis on it, because I've realized and I've learned the importance of putting it out there, of promoting whatever you're working on, of talking about it and sharing it with other people, sharing it with others that you never know, they might be interested. It might help you connect with another person to collaborate on something. There's just so much space for all of us to make our dreams come true and to really thrive and reach those goals. So remember that juntas somos más fuertes. It's important for us to help each other as Latinas, as mujeres. There's so many things going on in this world, and we really need to have a united front. We really need to support one another. And this is how I want to help you guys, you know, with these podcast episodes. Hopefully they're helpful for you. They're motivational. But also, I want to help you put it out there. I want to help you speak about it and share about it, because that's how you'll really grow. That's how we all really make that dream a reality. So that's enough for today of my blogging experience and lessons I've learned. And let me know, do you have a blog? Have you ever thought of starting a blog? Or do you prefer podcasting? Because that's what I realized also, that even though I enjoyed writing for the blog, it was very time consuming. And I'm not saying podcasting isn't time consuming, but as my family would tell you, I love talking. So podcasting is just more natural for me. And especially because it seems like I'm talking to myself, you know, I don't feel the pressure of talking to an audience. I think that's why it's been hard for me to actually go live on Instagram. But either way, it's one of those things that I'll eventually warm up to it, and I'll have to put myself out there and try to do it. So if you see my lives, just be patient with me. You'll know that it's my first few times. But if you're thinking of, you know, putting something out there or teaching something to someone or using podcasting for your business, let me know. I am more than happy to help. I have had some people ask me some questions about podcasting, so I'm thinking of doing something related to that. I'll be sharing it with all of you. I'm working on a freebie, something that you can use if you want to start your podcast, if you want to learn how to podcast. I'm trying to create resources for all of you to really benefit from. So let me know. I'll be asking in my Instagram stories what you want to learn about or hear more on the podcast. So share with me what kind of episodes you want to learn about, what kind of episodes you want to hear about. So, pilosas, remember, today is the day. You got this. Yeah, pónganse las pilas, mi gente.
Hey, pilosa, wasn't that an awesome episode? If you loved it, please share with another pilosa that you know will enjoy it too. Because we're all about community here and lifting each other up. Screenshot this episode and tag me on Instagram at Póngase las Pilas Podcast so we can connect, and I'll be sure to send a shout out your way. Oh, one last thing. I would love it if you would leave this podcast a review on Apple Podcasts, since that is one of the ways more pilosas will be able to find us. For any resources mentioned on this episode or just to connect, make sure to visit the episode description in your favorite player. That's it for today. Y recuerda, a ponerse las pilas.